Shalom, this is Rabbeinu Deborah Brandt. Today is day 37 of our 50 days to Shavuot, the name above all names, Yeshua. Omer day 37, Yeshua, Son of Man. Luke 19:10, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. Another title of the Messiah is the Son of Man. This title has four specific emphases. First, it stresses his human nature. He is called the Son of Man to emphasize his humanity. Mark 2:27-28, John 5:27-653, and verse 62. Secondly, it emphasizes his sufferings. It speaks of his sufferings in humanity, Matthew 12:40, 17:22, 20:18-19, and verse 28. The third emphasis of his title as a Son of Man is unique to the Gospel of John. When John uses the term Son of Man, he emphasizes it to emphasize the superhuman character of the Messiah and his preexistence. His superhuman character is emphasized in John 1:51. And he said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, you shall see the heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. His preexistence is emphasized in John 3:13-14. And no one has ascended into heaven but he that descended out of heaven, even the Son of Man, who is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. The same kind of usage is found in John 6:27, verse 53, verse 62, and John 8:28. The fourth emphasis of this title is in reference to a second coming. Prophetically, this is the way the term is used in Daniel 7:13. This is also where the term of Son of Man originates and is also where the term is given its prophetic meaning. In the New Testament, this is applied to Yeshua in Matthew 16:27-28, Mark 8:38, and 13:26. Fruchtenbaum, the Messianic Bible Study Collection. Mark 8:38, for whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this unfaithful and sinful generation, the Son of Man will also be ashamed of him when he comes in his glory of his Father with his holy angels. Two things we must not be ashamed of. One, our Messiah, and two, his words, because they are God's words, John 3:34. They are spirit, John 6:63. They are life, John 6:63 and verse 69. They will judge us, John 12:48. They are miraculous, John 14:10. They reconcile to God, John 14:23. They bring answers to prayer, John 15:7 and 2 Corinthians 1:20. Mark 2:27-28. Then he said to them, Shabbat was made for man, and not man for Shabbat. So the Son of Man is Lord even of Shabbat. Mark 10:45. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Luke 17:24-30. For just as the lightning flashes from one part of the sky and lights up another part, so will the Son of Man be in his day. As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be in the days of the Son of Man. But first he must suffer much and be rejected by this generation. They were eating, drinking, marrying, and being given in marriage until the day Noah entered the ark. Then the flood came and destroyed them all. It was just the same in the days of Lot. They were eating, drinking, buying, selling, planting, and building. But on the day Lot left Sodom, it rained fire and sulfur from heaven and destroyed them all. Things will be the same on the day when the Son of Man is made fully known. With the second coming, there will again be a manifestation of the Shekinah glory in his visible and physical presence. Matthew 16:27, for the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels. And then shall he render unto every man according to his deeds. The point of this passage is that the Son of Man will come in the glory of the Father. Just as in John 1:14, men were able to behold the glory of the Father at his first coming. It is with the same glory of the Father that Yeshua will return and will be seen by men again. Another passage relating the Shekinah glory in the second coming is Matthew 24:30. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with glory and great power. According to this passage, just prior to the second coming, the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the heavens, and that sign will certainly be the Shekinah glory, for the Son of Man will come in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. The footsteps of the Messiah, Fruchtenbaum. Are we ready for the return of Messiah Yeshua, the Son of Man and the Son of God? Are we preparing ourselves as His bride for His return? Do we look for His return eagerly and pray, Bo, Yeshua, Bo, which means come in Hebrew, or Maranatha. Maranatha, our Lord, come, or Maranatha is translation of two Aramaic words which must have been a set expression in the Greek congregations. They may be read as either Maranatha, our Lord, come, which resembles Revelation 22:20, or Maranatha. This meaning is either our Lord has come or our Lord is coming. That our Lord Yeshua may come at any moment should spur the careless to heed Shaul's warning and encourage everyone to expect God's promises to be fulfilled. The rallying cry is consistent with the warm final greetings. Jewish New Testament Commentary, David Stern. Personal thoughts of the Son of Man. Write down how you know Him as the Son of Man in your life. Shalom. The blessings over the Omer. Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with His commandments and has commanded us concerning the counting of the Omer. Today is 37 days, which are 5 weeks and 2 days of the Omer. The Merciful One, may He return to us the service of the temple in its place speedily in our days. Amen. Selah. In Yeshua's name, Bo, Yeshua, Bo. Blessings.